Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早.
Today we are switching roles. I'll be speaking and Pastor will be interpreting for me.
我们交换位置.
I hope I don't forget and then wait for him to talk.
希望我们做得好.
The title of today's sermon is Three Angry Men.
今天的题目叫做三个发怒的人.
Sisters, please do not sit back and relax because it applies to you too.
姊妹们，你们不要说这个信息跟你们有关系哦。
As I was preparing for this sermon, I was thinking about the examples of anger that we see today.
当我预备这个信息的时候，我在想今天我们生活当中有一些发怒的例子。
And I find that there is really no lack of examples.
实际上很好找例子。
Recently, I read in newspaper about this customer in a restaurant in France that he shot and killed the waiter because his food was delivered late.
最近我读到一则新闻，是在法国发生的事情。因为这个在这个餐馆里面，这个服务生送这个食物送晚了，结果这个顾客就开枪把这个服务生打死。
And then the other thing that I, of course, a lot of us read about a lot of mass shootings that is happening in America.
我们听到很多在美国发生的这个大规模的这个枪击事件。
A lot of them is because of that hatred and anger against a particular group of people.
很多的时候是因为人的心中充满了对某一类人的这个憎恨。
It could be about a religion, about an ethnicity, about sexual orientation, about some school or some workplace.
可能关于这个宗教啊，这个道德呀，可以关于这个学校等等这方面的事情。
Well, if you think, well, that really has nothing to do with me, then you need to think again.
如果你说，哎呀，这些跟好像跟我没有太大关系，但是你要再想想看。
According to AAA, that if when they take a survey,
这个 AAA 他们做了一个调查，
they found that 80% of the drivers has expressed some kind of aggression or road rage, at least one time in the last year.
这个调查发觉呢，在过去一年当中，至少有80%的人呢，在开车的过程当中表达一种的怒气。
So maybe if I ask for you to do a survey, 80% of us would raise our hands.
如果在我们当中做一个调查的话，可能80%的人会举手。
And of course, when you see, look at the political parties of today, you find that there is a lot of anger when different people have different point of views and they cannot agree with one another.
如果你看今天这个党派之间的这个争斗的话，他们就是不同的意见。
And if you look at our homes, you're going to find that a lot of times we would have episodes of anger when we directed it to our children, to our spouse, to our parents, or to our other relatives.
同样在我们家里，有的时候夫妻之间、父母跟孩子之间、跟其他的亲属之间，常常有这样的事情发生。
And recently, actually, it happened to me at work.
最近呢，在我的工作的地方也发生这样的事情。
My colleague and I interviewed a person, and the interview we thought went well.
我跟我的同事呢，去面试一个这个找工作的人。
But after the interview, we actually turned down the person because he doesn't quite match what we needed.
当时我们觉得这个面试还不错，那但是因为他不符合我们的要求，所以我们没有录用他。
When that interview we found out that we turned him down, he sent some very inappropriate text messages to us as well as to the headhunter agency.
当这个被面试的人发觉没有录用他的时候，他就发一些很不恰当的一些的这个短信。
I will not tell you what those text messages said, but let me tell you, security, police, lawyers, human resources, even FBI were involved.
我不告诉你们他讲的内容是什么，但是可以告诉你们警察呀、FBI呀，这个公司这些人都参与到这个解决这个争端当中。
So from these examples, we can see that anger really can have very disastrous consequences and is really commonplace in our society.
从这些例子当中，我们可以看到，在我们的社会当中充满这样的事情，也常常会破坏我们的关系。
It can lead to physical harm and also lead to destruction.
可以带来一些毁灭性的结果，甚至身体上的伤害。
Not to mention it will lead to destruction of our relationship with one another.
特别是把我们跟人的关系给毁坏掉。 Now,
anger by itself is not necessarily a sin.
怒气本身呢，不是罪。
In Mark chapter 3, verse 5, we talk about Jesus getting angry.
马可福音3:5说耶稣发怒。
here it says, he looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed as a stubborn heart, said to the man, stretch out your hand.
耶稣怒目周围看他们, 忧愁他们的心刚硬, 就对那人说, 伸出手来, 他把手一伸, 手就复了原。
This is an episode in which Jesus was going to heal this man with this shriveled hand, and yet the Pharisees and the people around him were stubborn in their hearts.
这个故事呢, 是讲耶稣要治一个手枯干的人, 但是在场的这些法利赛人呢, 却, 不喜欢耶稣做这个事情。
Besides the few episodes that in the New Testament that talk about Jesus being angry, actually anger was mentioned more than 300 times in the Bible.
那除了在新约有讲耶稣发怒的例子之外呢, 其实在整本圣经超过300次讲到神是发怒的。
Many times God himself was angry.
很多时候神是发怒的神。
Here we read from Psalm 86:15.
这个经文是诗篇86篇15节。
It talked about God, he's slow to anger, but he's abounding in love and faithfulness.
这里讲神不轻易发怒并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So he's slow to anger, but he will get angry.
他虽然不轻易发怒, 但是他会发怒的。
So anger is this natural emotion that God has given us, that we will be confronted with hurt and frustration and attack, we will get angry.
怒气是神给我们的一种的情感的表现，当我们遇到一些拦阻啊，遇到一些伤心的时候，我们里面会有这种的怒气的反应。
However, many times there are also a lot of warnings in the Bible about anger.
圣经里面呢，常常提醒我们关于发怒的事情。
We have to be very careful when we get angry. In Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about the following.
在我们生气的时候要特别小心，在以弗所书4章有告诉我们。
First of all, in verse 26 of chapter 4, it says, in your anger, do not sin.
26节说, 生气却不要犯罪。
So, first of all, that's a good sign. It means that, okay, sin is not necessary, I mean, anger is not necessarily a sin.
那这句话意思是说, 我们生气的时候不一定非要犯罪的。
However, right after that part, it also reminds us, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
下面一句话就讲说不可含怒到日落。
Now, I checked verdict.com, sunset is 6:23 today.
我查了一下今天是6点多钟这个日落。
We should not interpret that verse literally to mean that you have to stop your anger at 6:23 today. If you get angry at 6:22, you only need less than a minute to get it over with.
当然不是说，我们这个只是字面上说到6点23分，我们就不要发怒了。However,
it does give us a time frame.
但是给我们一个时间的一个界限。
It means that we cannot nurse our anger and kind of nurture it inside our hearts.
就是说我们不能在里面，我们心里一直酝酿那种怒气。
We need to resolve our anger within hours.
我们应该在几个小时之内就应该把我们的这个怒气解决掉。
Not days, not months, and definitely not years.
不是过了几天呢，过几个月，甚至成年累月的不解决。
And sometimes we do experience, unfortunately, that we will nurse that anger for years.
但是我们有的时候会经历到这样的事情，我们真是好几年过去了，还有怒气在那里。
And then the verse kept on telling us that do not give the devil a foothold.
下一句圣经讲说，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
And where is that foothold that the devil can have?
那魔鬼的那个地步是什么呢？
Is that foothold in our hearts.
就是我们心里面的那个怒气。
When we let the devil have that foothold in our hearts, then that anger becomes just like malice, just like slander, just like bitterness and rage.
当我们心里给魔鬼留这种地步的时候，那个就会产生苦毒啊、恼恨啊、愤怒等等。
And Paul was telling us that we need to get rid of all of those things.
保罗说我们应该把这一切的苦毒怨恨都除掉的。
And then at the same time, in James,
在雅各书第一章,
Chapter 1, James was saying, My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
我亲爱的弟兄们,这是你们所知道的,但你们个人要快快地听,慢慢地说,慢慢地动怒。
And often we just stop there. But actually, there is a very important verse right after those words. It says, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
下一句也非常的重要，说因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
A lot of times what distinguishes whether that anger is a sin or not is that the righteous anger that God desires or really is our own human anger.
真正就是说在神的义怒和人的那个怒气之间的分别就是呀，我们是不是照着神的意思。
So today we're going to learn from the example of three angry men.
那今天呢我们来看三个例子。
The first example is in the passage that we read earlier.
第一个例子呢，是我们前面读的这段经文。
I'm going to ask Pastor He to read it in Chinese. Then we will either read together with him in Chinese or follow along in English.
那创世纪第四章二到七节，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
So Cain is the firstborn of Adam and Eve.
该隐是亚当夏娃的第一个儿子。
He's a farmer.
他是一个农民。
Abel is the second born and he's a shepherd.
亚伯呢是第二个儿子，他是一个牧羊人。
Why was Cain and Cain's offering not looked with favor by God?
为什么该隐和该隐的供物不讨神的喜悦呢？
Now the Bible is not saying that shepherds are better than farmers.
圣经里没有讲说牧羊的就比农民更好。
In Hebrews 11, chapter 4, chapter 11, verse 4, it tells us an answer.
希伯来书第十一章第四节告诉我们答案。
By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did.
是因着信心，亚伯献上比该隐更美好的礼物。
So the reason that God looked with favor is because Abel brought it by faith.
之所以神喜悦亚伯的供物，是因为亚伯献祭的时候有信心的。
And faith is tied to our obedience.
这个信心是跟我们的顺从连在一起的。
So that's why in Genesis 4:7 it says that if you do what is right.
这是为什么在创世纪四章第七节讲说你若行得好。
So that means God has already told Cain and Abel what they should offer.
这说明说神已经提前告诉该隐和亚伯应该献上什么。
If you did what is right, then your offering would have been accepted.
如果他们照着神的旨意献上的话，他们的祭物就会蒙神悦纳。
But apparently Cain did not do that.
显然这个该隐没有照着神的吩咐去行。
So when God did not accept Cain's offering, then verse 5 in Genesis 4 tells us that Cain was very angry and his face was downcast.
当神不悦纳该隐的祭物的时候呢，这里就告诉我们说，该隐就大大的发怒，脸变了脸色。
And then in verse 6, God says to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast?"
第六节，耶和华就问该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？”
It's interesting that if you look at all three examples of the angry man today, you find that the first response that God gave to every single angry man is a question.
你会发现，今天我们讲这三个人物，每个发怒的人，神给他们的第一个讲的第一句话是一个问题。
Now.When God asks us questions, it's not that He does not know the answer.
当神问问题的时候，不是说他不知道答案。
God can see our hearts.
神可以看到我们的心里面。
So actually, He's helping us to think.
他实际上用问题来帮助我们思考。
He's giving us an opportunity to examine ourselves.
给我们机会去来检验我们的内心。
So why was Cain angry? Who was he angry with?
为什么该隐会发怒呢？他在向谁发怒呢？
So now Cain may be angry because he thought that Abel outshone him.
他发怒第一个可能的原因可能是亚伯的供物被悦纳了。
Maybe he felt that now he lost faith because his younger brother did better.
他可能觉得很没有面子，因为他的弟弟比他做得更好。
Or he may be angry with God.
或者他向神发怒。
Because he felt that God was unfair.
他会觉得神不公平。
And gave preferential treatment to Abel.
他 对这个亚伯呢有特别的喜好。
And some may even say that he was angry with himself.
有人讲说他可能是因为他自己向他自己发怒。
Because he really messed up and didn't follow God's instruction.
因为他这个做得不好，他没有照着神的旨意去行。
Now, if Cain had really thought about God's question and tried to answer,
如果该隐这个时候真的去思考神的问题而回答这个问题的话。
He would have realized that his anger was really built on a shaky foundation.
他会意识到他的怒气是没有基础的。
It was his own disobedience that led to his offering not being accepted.
是因为他自己没有顺从神，所以造成他的祭物没有蒙悦纳。
It was not God giving preferential treatment.
不是因为神这个有特别的喜好。
And then, in addition, his jealousy and his ego probably added fuel to the fire.
他会发觉他自己的嫉妒啊，他里面那种的负面的情绪啊，使他产生了怒气。
So God made that clear in his response, next sentence.
所以神在下面的回应当中呢，就表达得很清楚。
If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door.
神提醒他说，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就在伏在门前了。
God made it clear that sin is lurking behind that anger.
神很清楚地告诉他，那个罪呢是在那个怒气之后伏着的。
It was sin that led to Cain's predicament.
是因为该隐犯罪造成这个结果。
So sin is like an animal lurking at the door, ready to pounce on us.
罪有点像一个活物啊，动物一样在那里伏着。
If we do not deal with it, it's going to overpower us.
如果我们不去对付的话，这个罪就会来制服我们。
A lot of us have gardens, and we have wheat sometimes just growing in the garden.
Yeah, 我们有些人呢会种园子啊，有一些的这个杂草会在园子里长出来。
A lot of times I look at these little wheat, I say, oh, I just let go.
如果我们有的时候看说，哎呀，这个草还小小的，不要管它了。
And then a week later, I'm going to regret it because it's going to grow into this big giant wheat that is spread everywhere.
那一个星期以后，我就会后悔，因为那个草会长得很大很快。
In the same way, sin is like this wheat that is going to grow into a way that is all going to overpower us.
同样的，罪呢就像那个杂草一样，如果我们不去对付的话，它会产生更大的影响。
Sin is also like a chain reaction.
罪呢也是一个系列的反应。
In James 1:14 and 15 it says,
雅各书一章十四节到十五节。
Let us read together. We're going to read it in Chinese together.
让我们一起来读。
Okay, one, two, go.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So sin is like this chain reaction that started small.
这个罪呢，就像这个连锁反应一样，是从小小的地方开始的。
A lot of times, sin started with some kind of wrong thought or wrong attitude in our hearts.
那罪呢，常常是在我们心里面有一些错误的一些态度、一些想法开始的。
If you let that wrong thought go on,
如果让我们那个错误的想法继续在我们心里的话
，A lot of times it would lead to wrong feelings.
那会让我们产生这个错误的感觉。
And eventually, that wrong feelings is going to come out in wrong words.
那这种错误的感觉呢，会让我们说出错误的话语来。
And that wrong words is often going to escalate into some wrong actions.
那这种错误的言语呢，会又让我们产生错误的行动。
And that wrong action, unfortunately, is going to become a wrong habit.
那这个错误的行动呢，又会让我们养成一些错误的习惯。
Instead of repenting, Cain turned a deaf ear to God.
那该隐应该悔改，但是他没有悔改。
Instead of facing up to his own sins, he turned the blame on other people.
该隐应该去悔改自己的罪，但是他没有这样做，他却指责别人。
Cain's solution is to murder his brother.
该隐的解决方法是杀死他的弟弟。
He thought that if he get rid of his brother, then he's not going to be angry anymore.
他以为说杀了他的弟弟，他就不会再生气了。
In the case of Cain, sin made its progression.
但是在该隐这个例子当中呢，这个罪呢在不断的成长。
It started with a wrong heart attitude of disobedience.
从他心里面不顺服的那个错误的态度开始的。
It then turned into a wrong action of offering the wrong thing or the wrong way.
然后呢，他就是用一种错误的方式去献祭了。
and that in turn turned to a wrong feeling of anger.
那带来的呢是一种发怒的感觉。
And then it turned yet again to another wrong action of murder.
那这种怒气当中呢，他就有一个错误的行动，就杀了他的弟弟。
When God asked Cain why he was angry, he was giving Cain an opportunity to stop that progression of sin.
当神用这个问题问该隐说你为什么发怒的时候呢，实际上是给他一个机会让他停止这个系列的行动。
He pointed out that sin was crouching at Cain's door, ready to overpower him.
神告诉他那个罪伏在那里要制服他的。
Now, if God asks you today,
若神今天问你
why are you angry the last time you were angry, what would your answer be?
如果问你说你上一次发怒的时候为什么发怒，你会怎么回答？
Now your answer may be I'm just guessing.
我只是猜一猜哈。
Maybe I had a bad day and my wife keep on nagging me drip 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 drip.
可能你会说哦，就是因为我太太唠唠叨叨讲太多话。
Or maybe this person said this and that behind my back.
可能说因为这个人在我的背后讲我的坏话。
Or maybe that person did that to me even though I was so nice to her.
或者说、哦、我对他这么好他却这样的不好的对待我。
So whatever it is, let's hold that thought.
不管怎么样让我们去思想一下。
Because I'm going to ask you to remember your answer now and because there's going to be more questions from God coming.
那我希望你能够记住你自己的回答，那我下面还有更多的信息。
So the first lesson that we can learn from the first angry man Cain is that we need to examine our hearts.
我们从第一个发怒的人的例子当中，我们可以学到这样一个功课，就是我们需要检查我们自己的内心。
Why are we angry?
为什么我会发怒？
Is that righteous anger or is that human anger?
是出于神的义怒呢，还是出于我们自己的发怒？
Is that anger that would produce God's righteousness?
我们的怒气有没有产生神的义呢？
The second example of an angry man.Is Jonah.
第二个发怒的人是这个约拿。
Okay, this time we're going to read it together in English, and you can either follow along in English and read together with me, or you can follow along in Chinese. Okay, ready?
这次我们会用英文来读。
When God saw what they did and how they from the evil ways, He relented and did not bring on them the destruction He had.Friend. But to Jonah this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from...Sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. But the Lord replied, Is it right for you to be angry? So we all know the story of Jonah.
我们都知道约拿的故事。
In the first three chapters of Jonah, God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach against it.
在约拿书第一章，神吩咐约拿去尼尼微城去传福音。
Now Jonah did not want to go, and he tried to escape from God.
约拿不想去，他试图去逃离神的吩咐。
And then he was swallowed by this big fish, but he survived.
然后呢，他被一条大鱼吞到肚子里面，但是他活下来了。
When God asked him to go a second time, he obeyed.
当神第二次吩咐他去的时候，他就去了。
And much to his surprise, when Jonah preached.This message of judgment to the city of Nineveh.
约拿很惊奇的就是说，他向尼尼微城宣告了审判的信息。
The people in Nineveh, from the king on down to the commoners, they all repented.
但是尼尼微城从国王到下面的百姓都悔改。
So then we, in this passage, you can see the conversation between Jonah and God.
那在刚才我们读的这段经文当中，你会看到约拿跟神之间的对话。
And Jonah was getting very angry.
约拿非常的愤怒。
So for Jonah, God did not ask him why he was angry.
对于约拿来讲，神没有问他说你为什么发怒。
Instead, God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
神给约拿的问题是说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
Jonah knew from the start that God is merciful and gracious.
从一开始约拿就知道上帝是蛮有怜悯蛮有慈爱的。
And he realized that if the people repented, God would spare them.
他知道的，如果这些人悔改的话，上帝会赦免他们的。
So he was angry because he'd rather see the people destroyed.
他生气是因为说他宁愿看到这些人遭到审判。
Now, there are probably some good reasons why Jonah wanted Nineveh to be destroyed.
可能约拿希望这个城，尼尼微城被毁灭，是有一些好的原因的。
First of all, Nineveh is the capital city of Assyria. Assyria is this very warlike and cruel nation that is raiding Israel at the time.
那首先呢，这个尼尼微城呢是亚述帝国的首都。那个时候呢，亚述帝国跟以色列人征战，他们是很残忍的民族。
So if Nineveh is destroyed, that would be a great victory for Israel.
如果尼尼微城被毁灭的话，对于以色列人来讲是一个极大的胜利。
And then second, Jonah probably wanted to see Nineveh destroyed because that's going to satisfy his sense of justice.
约拿想看到尼尼微城被毁灭呢，他可能是要满足他内心的一种公义的感受。
But when God instead showed mercy to Nineveh,
而当神开始向尼尼微城施怜悯的时候
，In the Bible it says to Jonah, this seemed very wrong.
那对于约拿来看来呢，这件事情很错的。
And then finally, if God's withholding judgment from Nineveh is actually going to make Jonah look bad himself.
那如果神不向这个尼尼微城降审判的话，会让约拿看起来很难看。
Because after all, he was the prophet that said you're going to be destroyed. And, oh, well, you didn't get destroyed.
因为他是先知，他已经说出去了。他说，这个城会遭毁灭的。
So now this time God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
那这一次呢，神就问他说，你这样发怒是不是合理呢？
Now if Jonah had thought and tried to answer God's question, he should have realized that it is not right for him to be angry.
如果他仔细思考神这个问题的话，他会发觉他这样发怒是不合理的。
God is sovereign and he is merciful, and if he decides to be merciful towards Nineveh, who is Jonah going to object?
因为神是全能的神，同时呢，他又是蛮有怜悯的神。如果神决定不向尼尼微城降怒的话，约拿是谁？他有什么话可以说呢？
So even though things didn't turn out the way Jonah wanted,
虽然这件事情没有照着约拿所想象的发生，
even though it didn't fit his sense of justice,
虽然这个好像在他心中不能让他觉得公义，
That doesn't mean that he should be angry.
这不等于说他应该发怒。
Now the Bible did not record what Jonah's answer was to God's question.
圣经没有记载约拿对神的问题的回应是什么。
The Bible tells us that Jonah then went to a place east of the city and sat down.
那圣经记载这个约拿就跑到城的东边在那个找个地方坐在那里。
He wanted to see what's going to happen to the city.
他想要看一看这个城市到底发生什么。
Apparently, he's still holding out hope that maybe God will still destroy that city.
显然他还是有一点的盼望说神会毁灭这个城。
Now, while he was sitting there, God provided a leafy plant for him to shade him from the sun.
那他坐在那里的时候，神就让一棵蓖麻树长出来给他遮阳。
And that made Jonah very happy.
那这件事情让约拿非常的开心。
But then God then provided a worm and ate away the plant and made the plant wither.
然后呢，神就让一个虫子把这个蓖麻树咬死了，然后这个树荫就没有了。
And then on top of that, there is this scorching east wind that is blowing.
那这个东风就很热啊，吹过来。
And that made Jonah very angry again.
那让这个约拿就越发的发怒。
So again, God asked him the same question: Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
那神又在同样的问他同样的问题，是说你因为这个植物的事情你又发怒合理吗？
And this time Jonah did answer and he's pretty gutsy.
那这一次呢，约拿确实回答了，但是很不好的回答。
He said it is, and he was so angry that he wished he were dead.
他说我这样发怒是合理的，我宁可死。
So in Jonah's mind he was entitled to that leafy plant.
那对于约拿来讲，好像说那个植物长出来是理所当然的。
It is not right for that worm to eat it away.
那这个虫子把它咬死是不对的。
It is not right for this wind to be so hot.
那这个风这么热的刮过来是不对的。
So consequently, it's perfectly right for him to be angry at the world.
那他向这个世界发怒是合理的。
Now, before we judge Jonah,
我们在判断这个约拿之前
in many ways, we actually like him.
其实我们在很多的地方呢，有点像他。
Jonah was self-centered, not God-centered, and we are also like that.
约拿是自我中心，而不是以神为中心的。很多时候，我们就是这样。
He was applying his own sense of justice, and we are like that.
他用他自己的正义的标准去衡量事情，我们也是这样。
He was centered on his own needs and his own entitlement, and we are like that.
他是以他自我的需要为中心的，我们有时候也是这样。
He was mad that his needs were not met, even though the leading plan and all of that was a gift from God.
虽然这一切啊，包括那个植物长出来都是神给他的礼物，但是失去的时候他会很不高兴。
So when we are mad with someone, we need to ask ourselves these questions.
当我们冲人发怒的时候，我们要问自己这些问题。
Is it right for us to be angry?
我们这样发怒是合理的吗？
Are we applying God's standards or our own standards?
我们是用上帝的标准在衡量这件事情，还是用我们自己的标准？
Are we seeing it from our own eyes or are we seeing it from God's perspective?
我们是用我们自己的眼光看这个问题呢，还是用神的眼光？
Is it easy to see it from God's perspective? Of course not.
我们是很容易用神的眼光看问题吗？当然不容易。
A lot of times we hear people say, well, I know God wants me to forgive, but I'm not there yet.
很多时候我们说，哦，我知道神让我去原谅这个人，但是我还不能。
But Jonah, the last verse in the book of Jonah, chapter 4:11, is a good reminder for us.
那在约拿书结尾的时候，最后一句话对我们很人都是一个提醒。
And there God says,
在那里神说，
And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell the right hand from the left?
在这个尼尼微城里面有超过120,000的不能分辨左手右手的人，我向他施怜悯，难道是不对的吗？
How do these reasons for our anger compare to God's perspective and God's concern?
我们发怒的时候，我们那些的理由如何跟神的这个怜悯的理由相比较呢？
So let's go back to the first question that we asked ourselves earlier today.
让我们回到我们今天问我们自己的第一个问题。
Why are we angry?
为什么我们会发怒？
You remember your answer?
你还记得你的回应吗？
And now you ask the second question. Is it right for us to be angry?
现在呢，你在问你自己第二个问题，你这样发怒是合理的吗？
How does our anger measure up with God's standards?
我们的发怒如何能够合乎上帝的标准呢？
Let's move on to the third angry man.
让我们来接下来看第三个发怒的人。
The third angry man is Balaam.
第三个人是巴兰。
And the story of Balaam is recorded in the book of Numbers.
巴兰的故事记载在民数记。
And we're going to read these verses from chapter 22 of Numbers.
我们读民数记22章。
This time I'm going to ask Pastor He to lead us reading in Chinese. We'll follow along in English.
好，请大家看屏幕哈，我们一起来读啊，读屏幕上的这个经文。民数记22章26节开始，耶和华的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处，左右都没有转折的地方。驴看见耶和华的使者，就卧在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，巴兰便低头俯伏在地。耶和华的使者对他说，你为何这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻。驴看见我就三次从我面前偏过去，驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。巴兰对耶和华的使者说，我有罪了，我不知道你站在路上阻挡我，你若不喜欢我去，我就转回。
So Balaam is this very special person in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中, 巴兰是一个很特别的人物。
He was not an Israelite, but he worshipped the same gods that the Israelites did.
他不是犹太人, 但是他敬拜犹太人所敬拜的神。
But despite all of that, he was being hired by this enemy of Israel, his name is Balak, to try to curse the people of Israel.
那巴兰呢就被这个外族的王叫巴勒雇佣呢去要咒诅以色列人。
So even though God has already told Balaam that he should not curse the Israelites,
虽然神已经很清楚地告诉巴兰说不要咒诅以色列人,
but yet Balaam, because of his greed, was trying to go to Balak to curse the Israelites for him.
但是因为巴兰心里面贪财, 所以他还是去到这个巴勒王那里呢，试着要去咒诅以色列人。
So he was riding his donkey on his way, and this passage was talking about how the angel was trying to block him.
那这段经文是讲说，他骑着他的驴呢，要去到巴勒那里去，但是在路上呢，神的天使要拦阻他。
Now in his haste to try to earn that wage of wickedness, his eyes were blinded.
因为他想要这个换得这个巴勒给他的钱。
He couldn't see the angel of the Lord, but yet the donkey could.
他不能看见神的使者，但是那个驴可以看见。
So the donkey was swerving this way and that way, and eventually just lie down on the road.
那驴试着这边躲那边躲，最后呢，他就趴在地上了。
Now that made Balaam very angry, and he beat the donkey 3 times.
那这个让巴兰呢非常的发怒，他就三次啊去鞭打这个驴。
So when eventually the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, the angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten the donkey 3 times?"
那神最后呢，就是让巴兰的眼睛打开了，让他看到这个神的天使，而且问他问题说：“你为什么三次鞭打你的驴呢？”
So, like God's question to Cain, the angel started by asking Balaam why he was so angry and beating the donkey.
那就像前面一样，他神的使者先问巴兰一个问题：“为什么你发怒打你的驴？”
Now, maybe the angel was hoping that Balaam would look inside his heart and realize that his anger was really fueled by his own greed.
那天使是希望借着这个问题让巴兰意识到他的这个发怒是出于他内心的贪婪。
Now, like in the case of Cain also, the angel gave Balaam a very clear warning.
那像给该隐一样，天使也给这个巴兰一个很清楚的警告。
He told him that he was there to oppose Balaam because Balaam's path is a reckless one.
因为他警告这个巴兰说不要往前走，因为他要走的路呢是一个偏斜的道路。
Now the angel would have killed him if the donkey had not turned away 3 times.
如果这个驴不躲开的话，天使已经把他杀3次了。
In the case of Cain, sin was crouching at the door.
那就像在该隐的例子当中，那个罪伏在那个门口。
In the case of Balaam, sin is actually well in motion already.
那在巴兰的例子当中呢，这个罪呢已经开始行动了。
Now, if you read that passage, it looked like Balaam admitted that he has sinned.
那读这一段的经文，你会感觉好像巴兰已经认罪了。
Now, but if you read his response, actually it tells us otherwise.
但是你如果仔细读他的反应的话，实际上并不是这样。
His repentance was not genuine.
他的悔改不是真实的。So
he said, "Now if you are displeased, I will go back."
他说，如果你不喜悦的话，我就回去。Now
when the angel told him that his path is a reckless one, and he was there to oppose him, does he really need to still ask that question?
那如果天使已经告诉他说你走的路是偏斜的，他还需要说你若不喜欢吗？
The fact that he asked it again means that he really want to go. Are you sure I cannot go? Are you sure I cannot go?
那他这样讲的实际意思说，哎，我是不是还是可以走，还是可以去呢？
A lot of times we are also like that.
很多时候我们也像这样。
The Bible may have told us something, but we don't quite like that answer.
有的时候圣经告诉我们一些事情呢，我们 不是很喜欢这样的答案。
We may like to let's interpret the Bible a little bit creatively.
那我们会说，让我们更有创造性的来解释这段经文吧。
So, if the Bible clearly states that how we need to live our lives as a follower, we really shouldn't be asking God, "Can I do it?"
如果神已经告诉我们说应该怎样活我们基督徒的生活，我们就不应该再问说我们可不可以做不同的。
So lesson number three from the third angry man，
那第三个我们从这个发怒的人身上学到的功课。
We need to address our sin when sin is revealed behind our anger。
如果我们的怒气显出我的罪的话，我们应该对付我们自己的罪。
When sin is revealed, we need to take actions。
如果我们的罪被显明的话，我们要采取行动的。
We need to address those sins, but Balaam did not.
我们应该去对付罪，但是巴兰没有这样做。
In Balaam's case, he went ahead and go to Balak.
在巴兰这个故事当中呢，他还是去到巴勒那里。
In that particular case, he actually was not able to curse Israel because every time he tried to open his mouth to curse, blessings came out instead.
但是呢，他无法这个咒诅以色列人，因为每次他开口的时候呢，他都讲出祝福的话。
However, the Bible told us that eventually he was able to seduce the Israelites to worship idols.
但是后面的圣经告诉我们说，巴兰还是给巴勒出了计谋哈，让这个以色列人去拜偶像。
So in the end, he was killed by the Israelites.
那最后呢，巴兰是被以色列人杀了。
So.In Genesis, back, let's go back to Genesis chapter 4 when God said to Cain.
我们再回到创世纪第四章，该隐的故事。
It desires to have you, meaning sin desires to have you, but you must rule over it.
这个罪呢是恋慕该隐，那该隐必须要制服这个罪。
So it's that same concept. When sin is revealed, we need to rule over it. We need to address it.
那当我们的罪被显明的时候，我们要制服这个罪。
So how do we rule over sin?
我们如何能够制服罪呢？
That's a long topic. I'm going to save it for pastor.
那是一个更大的题目。
But let me just briefly say, sometimes there are two extremes.
那我们先简单的来讲，有两个极端。
Sometimes we feel like we need to do all the work. We need to beat ourselves into righteousness.
第一个极端是说，都是在于我们自己的工作，我们要自己来制服罪。
And sometimes we feel like the other extreme is that we feel like, oh, it's all the work of God. We just have to sit back and relax.
那另外一个极端就是说，都是神的工作，所以我们就不需要做什么。
God is going to transform us one day.
那神要改变我们。
So I don't think it's either one of those extremes.
那我不认为这两条路是正确的。
I think there is our part, and then there is also God's part.
那有我们的工作，也有神的参与的工作。
For our part, we need to start with repentance.
对于我们这一部分，我们要先悔改。
We've been talking about Romans 12.
我们在学罗马书十二章。
We know that it is not us who can do all these things, but it is the Holy Spirit in us transforming us.
不是我们自己在做这些事情，是圣灵在我们里面在改变我们。
And we repent, we let God work in us.
我们悔改，让神来改变我们。
That is the beginning of our ruling over sin.
这是我们制服罪的开始。
Ruling over sin also means that we have to deal with sin as soon as possible.
制服罪也意味着我们要尽快的去制服。
It goes back to that chain reaction. It goes back to pulling out the weeds before it turns into a weed garden.
这就像我们讲那个连锁的反应一样，我们要在那个草刚刚长出来的时候就把它拔出来。
It would be much easier to correct our wrong thought and wrong attitude before they turn into wrong feelings.
那改变我们的最初错误的想法和态度的话，比改变我们后来的感觉更容易。
Correcting our wrong feelings would be much easier than correcting our wrong words.
改变我们的错误的感觉的话，比改变我们的错误的言语更容易。
And same thing, correcting our wrong words would be easier than correcting actions that we cannot undo.
同样的啊，改变我们的这个。比改变我们的行为更重要。
And then also in Matthew 5:29, Jesus reminded us,
在马太福音第五章来，耶稣提醒我们
that if our right eye causes to stumble, that we need to gouge it out and throw it out.
如果我们右眼犯罪的话，就把右眼弯出来丢掉。
So in dealing with sin, we have to be drastic and relentless.
那我们在对付罪的事情上，我们一定要有这样的坚定的决心。
So to summarize, here are the three lessons that we can learn.
作为总结，我们有三个当学的功课。
The first question is, why are you angry?
第一个功课要问我们自己的，就是说我们为什么会发怒。
We need to examine our hearts.
我们要检查我们自己的内心。
And distinguish.
要来分辨。
The second lesson is we need to ask ourselves, is it right to be angry?
第二个功课我们学到要问我们自己第二个问题就是说我们这样发怒是合理的吗
We should not measure it with our own sense of justice, with our own standards.
不应该用我们自己的标准来衡量事情
Instead, we should measure it against God's standards.
我们应该用神的标准来衡量这一切
And then lastly, we need to address our sin when it is revealed.
第三个我们学到就是当我们的罪被显明的时候我们要去对付罪
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with a repentant heart.
天父，我们来到你的面前，带着一颗悔改的心。
We have often sinned because we are centered on ourselves.
我们常常犯罪，因为我们常常以自我为中心。
We have centered our own needs and refused to see it from your perspective.
我们常常想到自己的需要，却没有用你的眼光去看待问题。
We failed to be merciful and forgiving.
我们没有蛮有怜悯，蛮有饶恕的样式。
We refuse to accept our brothers and sisters.
我们拒绝去接纳我们的弟兄姐妹。
You have told us to accept one another just like you have accepted us.
你吩咐我们应该彼此接纳，就像你接纳了我们一样。
We come before you and ask for your forgiveness.
我们来到你的面前求你的赦免。
At the same time, we also give you thanks.
同时我们给发出感谢。
Because you are the Lord that is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
因为你是我们信心的创始成终者。
You have saved us, but you have not left us alone.
你救赎了我们，而且你没有把我们撇下。
You have given us the Holy Spirit in our hearts on the road to sanctification.
你给我们圣灵内住在我们的里面，让我们走成圣的道路。
As we walk this path together with brothers and sisters,
当我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹同走天路的时候，
We know that the Holy Spirit is at work in us.
我们知道圣灵在我们的里面工作。
We pray that every single day we will dedicate ourselves to following your way.
我们祷告每一天我们都把自己献上来照着你的旨意去行。
That we'll put away our old self and put on the new self.
能够把我们的旧人脱下穿上新人。
To give glory to you.
让你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.